I haven't researched it decently enough because, you know, I don't have any kids in school, and my lady doesn't have any kids at all because she's not capable. But the fact of the matter is family members and stuff like that, my brother's got grandkids that, you know, play high school sports. Actually, I think they're in college now, his grandkids. But, yeah, I'd be about that. They're in their 20s. But, yeah, so it's just this trickle-down effect of everything, you know. And next thing you know, you're going to have T-ball kids, you know, with sponsors on their uniforms, and they're going to get a little bit of compensation because, you know, equipment's not cheap. I mean, I was talking to Sean once. Sean and I both played hockey, and we were both goaltenders. And, oh, my gosh, one of my nephews, my brother's youngest son, played hockey, and he was a goalie. And he came to me about getting equipment, and I remember the prices were, like, double over my last set of equipment that I bought. And every so often I look at the – I go out to Perani's out there at 15 and Van Dyke, and I just walk through there. And you can't even buy a pair of goalie pads now for the price of what I paid for my full goaltender equipment, you know, all the body armor, the pads, gloves, everything like that. For the price of just a pad now, one leg pad, it's just absolutely unbelievable, the prices of this stuff. And you wonder how parents are going to pay for it all. I mean, your parents have to be doctors and lawyers and things like that just to get little Johnny, you know, a pair of skates or daughter, you know, dance wear or whatever like that, you know, if they want to go into dance. It's just unbelievable.